can't hear Michael Jackson say, news in from our travel. Yeah, he's up there somewhere around town. Anyway, if you're in the vicinity of the A3 West Hill Junction to Upper Richmond Road, there are roadworks there. More from our travel flying here, who should be coming in a little bit later on.
This is Skyline Radio.
And this is Elton John. Elton John, who's still standing, back with one from Rod Stewart right after this.
Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. But please remember to take care with fireworks. Never go back to a firework that fails to ignite. And never carry fireworks in your pocket. Always keep them in a box with a lid on. And never, ever hold or throw fireworks. Remember, remember these three simple rules and have a safe bonfire night.
Thank you.
Stuart, if you think I'm sexy, why not write to me at Skyline Radio, 62 Westgate Road, London, SE25. I'd love to hear from you.
212 Skyline Radio.
Sexy at this time of the morning, you must be joking.
Oh,
Musical Youth and 007. 6 minutes away from news time. If you just joined us, nice to have you along. Alan Jones sitting in for Chris Ryder today. Lou Rolls, You Never Find Another Love Like Mine. Taking us up to news time at one, here's Van McCoy at the Shuffle. That's an oldie from 1974. Was it fine? Bam McCoy and the Shuffle. Broadcasting 21 hours a day to the whole of South East London on 1413 kilohertz 212 on the medium wave. This is Skyline Radio.
It's 1 o'clock. This is Steve Crozier. Paratroops have been drafted in to help protect the Greenham Common Air Base in Berkshire, where the first American cruise missiles are due to arrive this week. A statement on the missiles is expected in the Commons this afternoon from Defence Secretary Michael Heseltine. And as our defence correspondent Paul Maurice reports from Greenham, the arrival of the first cruise could be imminent.
United States Air Force personnel have been sweeping the runway at Greenham Common in preparation for the arrival of heavy transport aircraft. But so far, the crowds of journalists, police, troops and anti-nuclear protesters have been disappointed. The positioning of the first cruise missiles in Europe, which was expected today, has not so far materialised, despite the obvious preparations. The police, who have been drafted in from all over the Thames Valley, say that they expect the missiles and launches to arrive this week, but they don't know when. The fences, which were torn down over the weekend, are being repaired today by members of the 3rd Parachute Brigade, who have been drafted in to help the Queen's Own Highlanders with internal security. Paul Maurice, IRN, at Greenham Common in Berkshire.
Mrs. Thatcher is keeping up her strong anti-American line over the United States invasion of Grenada. It's being made clear in Downing Street that the Prime Minister will need some convincing before she'll commit British troops to a Commonwealth peacekeeping force on the island. Here's our chief political correspondent, Peter Murphy.
Mrs. Thatcher's never been very enthusiastic about committing British troops to a Grenada peacekeeping force, partly because she thinks they already have enough commitments around the world, including Northern Ireland, the Falklands, Germany and the Lebanon, and also there's a feeling the United States should clear up any mess they've created first. So any request for assistance is likely to be met with a stiff questionnaire from Whitehall, with the British government wanting to know exactly when the troops will be needed and how long they'll stay. Also, what their job will be. Will it be a policing role? Will they be supervising elections? Or is it just to get the Americans off the hook? Peter Murphy, IRN, Westminster.
A psychiatrist has been telling the Old Bailey that mass killer Dennis Nilsson likes showing off to the police, presenting himself as the murderer of the century. Tim Crook was in court.
Dr. Patrick Galway said Nilsson was very close to insanity. He said his condition is like having insanity right next door. It's like a house. It looks all right on the outside, but if you are trained, there is a bit of funny smell, and if you take up the floorboards, there would be horrors and insanity. Nilsson was very close to insanity, but he had something very tenacious which prevented him going mad. Dr. Galway said, I believe that a lot of the time, Nilsson actually likes to show off. He likes to present himself as the murderer of the century, as if he's reading about his notorious crime in books. Tim Crook, IRN, The Old Bailey.
A court on the Isle of Wight has been hearing how Yorkshire Ripper Peter Sutcliffe was viciously attacked by another prisoner who slashed his face and neck with a piece of broken glass. The jury, sitting at Newport, heard that Sutcliffe had to have 30 stitches after the assault at Parkhurst Prison last January. James Costello is denying a charge of maliciously wounding Sutcliffe with intent to do him grievous bodily harm. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past one.
Welcome back to the Alan Jones Show. Actually, I am sitting in for Chris Ryder today. He's not feeling very well. I will play him a record later on. That is later on. And it's Skyline Radio, and if we take a look at the weather, it's not too good today. But it will be dry, and we may have some sunshine, which cannot be bad. Temperature, the high 13 centigrade, and the low 6 centigrade, which is a little bit better than yesterday. Minus 4 yesterday was freezing. Monday the 31st of October, the last day of October. Welcome back to Skyline Radio, and if you still have got those Monday afternoon blues, I'm going to cheer you up for the next 2 hours with some really good stuff. And talking about good stuff, here's one to watch out for if you do knock around the discotheques. Major Harris, All of My Life. Thank you. Like becoming a big hit in the disco charts. Major Harris, All My Life. 10 minutes after one, it's Alan Jones taking you through until three. And that's with my teeth shut. Yes, it's me through until three. Up at three, Robbie May, you're with Skyline.
Two, one, two.
And it's water to buy. Got a ticket and I'm ready to go. I met a very sexy lady, lucky to be alive. That's a fact, her daddy told me so. Never thought this kind of stuff could ever happen to me. Thought this kind of thing was in the past. I'm driving with your lady, only doing my thing. Now I got to leave this town real
words, but the only word he seems to know.
With his brand new single, Shotgun, who was talking to Chris Ryder on his Boogie Down show Saturday. And actually was at the Paradise Garage as well, so I've been told. Nice man, Kenny Lynch, he signed my record.
To advertise on Skyline, ring 771 6814. 771 6814.
Actually, and if Kenny is listening, he told me that he definitely likes this record.
Out of your life now, girl. And it's burning me.
Chinese love, I am out of your life. We'll play that one for Kenny Lynch, and we will play that one for Robbie May as well, because he likes that. So do I. I think we all like it now. 21 minutes after one, it's Alan Jones through until three. This is Skyline Radio. And here's one of my all-time favourites. New York City, I'm doing fine now.
Remember the day you up and left. I nearly cried myself to death. Oh, yeah. And then I met someone else. She made me stop and get a hold of myself. Oh, girl, I'm doing fine now.
I'm doing fine now. I'll tell you what we are going to do now. Between now and about 25 minutes to 2, we're going to have some of those old Motown classics. Kicking off with this one here from the Four Tops. I can't help myself. It's these trousers, you know.